The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
Lights don't shine. I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud. I don't mind, I say it loud. This is my America, God bless America, the land of the free, because of the brave. This is my America.
All right, welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a good show for you. As always, this is your show where we talk about your self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, proper range etiquette, firearm and self-defense training, and of course, the law, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida law with the federal government as well. Provided to you by myself, Adam Strange, and Judge Rusty Johnston. So glad you could join us tonight. If you have a comment or a question for us here at the studio, give us a call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You can call or text to that number. So if you text here to that number, we'll see it right here on the screen, and we'll be able to answer it as it comes in. Also, check us out on our Facebook page. We are simulcasting on our Facebook page, and we will also be looking for your comments or questions that you may have on our Facebook page, and that is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like, save, and follow while you're there, and that way you'll be notified anytime we post anything to our Facebook page.
And Adam, while you're on social media, we have 821 subscribers on YouTube. We need that 1,000 to kind of go over that mark, so if you go by and look at us, go by and subscribe to us. We won't bombard you with anything. You can click. Don't send me notices, but we need to get over that 1,000. And we've done a couple of hundred in the last month or so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We post all kind of videos to the YouTube channel there. The judge is really active with that.
And there should be a good one posted between now and next week about home hardening that we'll talk about next week.
And that's extremely important, home hardening, what you as a homeowner can do to protect yourself, your family, and your occupants and possessions. Of course, we have in the studio with us tonight, we have Will Case is in the studio from the Friends of the NRA. And Will is here to talk about the event coming up this Friday night. Is the Friends of the NRA fundraiser. And
it's almost over.
Almost over. I know you're ready for it to be over.
I always look forward to forward to the event, but I always look forward to the end of the event as well, just because you know the stress goes away and I can get back to my normal stress.
Life.
My normal yeah. stress.
Normal, stressful.
Normal stress.
So real quick, Will, just give us a rundown about the event and auction
All right, so every year we have it at the USS Alabama in the Aircraft Pavilion. This year the doors are opening at 6 p.m. instead of 5:30. 6 p.m. only because they have the summer hours going right now, so they're open until, I think, 6:30. So we'll actually have a few people kind of mingling in with our crowd coming through to look at the aircraft. Neiman's Catering is doing our barbecue dinner just like they did last year, pulled pork and barbecue chicken with banana pudding and the chocolate trifle that they have for dessert. We have a beer donation, so we will have beer, picking that up tomorrow or Thursday morning. Thank you, Anheuser-Busch.
That's always important.
Absolutely. It's
alcohol,
one of the most,
tobacco, and firearms. That's
one of
spice
the most,
of life.
One of the most important things, unfortunately. Tickets are still available. You can go to the website, friendsofnra.org. Go to the events page and click on the state of Alabama, and ours is the first event on there. $70 for a couple's ticket, $40 for an individual. Those are advanced prices. They will be $45 at the door, with no discount for a couple's ticket. I did get an email today with a question about military discounts. So for military personnel, for my military personnel, I will give those tickets for $30, but you have to have an active ID.
Is that just U.S. military?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think that we'd have anybody else, but if there's a foreign military out there, they want to come, okay. You can get tickets also by calling me at 251-753-6494. You can text me at that number. You can call Kay Case at 251-610-2913 or go by Toomey. She is there. Usually she might have to go down to the gift shop, but she's there. But they do have tickets available at Toomey's Mardi Gras. They have tickets available at SRT, Shooting Range on Cody Road, Caffeine Core on Schillinger's Road, P&G Machine and Supply at their sales counter on Old Shell Road, Goldmine Pond, Styx River Shooting Center. I'm forgetting places. I know I am. I have to catch back up. But there are tickets available, and we still have plenty of tickets available. We are still doing tables if you want to get a table. Which
and
comes
Will, your number and all is on our Armed Alabama Facebook.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a Facebook post on Armed Alabama where you can see all the information in regards to the Friends of the NRA dinner this Friday night at the Battleship. And, of course, y'all have a Facebook page as well and website.
We do. I never remember what it is.
I think it's Mobile Bay Friends of the NRA.
Yeah, Mobile Bay
and I
Friends
to
of
it
NRA
on
chapter.
Post, yeah.
There is an event on there. You might have to scroll down a little bit, but there is one on there. You can go ahead and go on there. You can't buy tickets on there, but you can at least see the event and see all the information. Yeah, we'll have a live auction. I just got the list for the live auction, silent auction, today from the NRA rep. We have close to 60 items for the silent auction, which is probably double what we've always had before. On that, we have three or four different hunts. We will be either live or silent auctioning three African safaris this year, a Missouri bow hunt, let's see if I can pull it up real quick.
I couldn't afford the wardrobe to go on that.
Yeah, but honestly, all of the hunts that we have, they start out very low, and you get a lot of discounts and stuff. There's an Eastern turkey hunt in Maine, a five-day Argentina dove hunt for up to eight people. One of the safaris actually comes with a turkey hunt in Missouri as well. So
we
great
know some
hunts.
Turkeys up there. So that
oh yeah, there's plenty of turkeys up there. But you know, there's a lot of great hunting opportunities. If you guys are, you know, if the folks out there aren't gun people necessarily, but they're hunters, we've got a lot of hunts of a lifetime on auction.
Perfect. That sounds awesome. So looking forward to it. This will probably be the sixth or seventh time that I've been to the event. Of course, it's been in different locations over the years, but right. I think the Battleship there is, it's a patriotic
beats
event.
The Knights of Columbus Hall. I mean, it's great to have it there.
But yeah, yeah, but it's a really nice place there at the pavilion, Battleship, and it's really neat. Not only are you there for the event, but you get to walk around and look at all
the
exhibits there in the pavilion.
Absolutely. And we've looked. I mean, we've tried to, you know, I mean, our whole point is to raise money to give away to charities. So we've looked around to see if we could find a cheaper, you know, trying to get a nicer word around it, but a cheaper place to have it. But by the time you have to provide security in a lot of places – And then the event is just, you know, we always go back to the battleship. Yep. They take care of us out there, and it's just the most patriotic place in the state that we can
if
get.
If you're one. Like Robert Mueller and kind of, you know, a little dementia, then all those exhibits will be new to you. You know, that's pretty good.
One other thing real quick before we break. We do have a kids' corner that we were going to have this year. We had it last year. It was a great hit. We've got crafts, and we are going to have a rubber band gun shooting gallery for the kids to shoot.
That's
and we
be
will
a
have
lot of
some
fun.
Candy for prizes and stuff
and
like that.
And it is a family-friendly event, so bring the kiddos when you come.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with more Armed Alabama. And in the studio with us tonight, live, is Buck Allen.
Yay!
So we're glad to finally have him in the studio. So hang with us right after this break.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Why are you going to pull those pistols or whistle Dixie?
All right, we're back with more Armed Alabama. And, of course, as we stated just before we went to the break, in the studio with us here is the legend, Buck Allen. I'm just about to tell you. But if you're any kind of listener to the show, you're familiar with Buck Allen, as his songs are the opening songs or the intro songs to Armed Alabama. So thank you for that, Buck, and glad to have you in the studio with us. You've called in a couple of times, but it's nice to have you in the studio, join us live here. Buck, you got a couple of songs that you want to play, and then
we were
also
a little worried that he was like Robert Mueller. We weren't, you know, we didn't really know he existed, and he was going to come in and
just
freeze
some,
up on us.
Just some phantom out there. Yeah. But actually, I had a chance to hear you play several times. One was at a charity event that you put on for, I think it was a hurricane.
That hit Texas.
Yes.
A couple years ago. Yeah.
I
think it was a tropical storm, but it just stayed there.
It stayed right over top.
My cousins were flooded out.
It was bad.
Yeah, it's good to help.
So it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
So before you play a couple of your songs, well, two, we're going to play two songs. You are. And then you have a new song that you've been writing, you said, for 10 years now. So, which is very interesting. But before we get started, so I just got a few questions to ask you. Is one is how long you've been playing?
Pretty much my whole life.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I was in first and second grade. We lived about a mile and a half from the school, and I used to walk that way. It wasn't snow or uphill both ways, but it was just to walk to school. And I remember singing songs. And
you were allowed to sing songs in public?
Yes, sir. I wasn't in the Taliban at that time. I'm not now. So, yeah, we could sing and dance. But I would sing songs about birds and Jesus and, you know, things that kids can relate to. And,
right.
I've never stopped.
So when I came across you, and I can't remember exactly, maybe it was on Facebook or something like that, but you had written some really good patriotic songs. Of course, if you listen to the show, you hear Don't Tread on Me and I'm American Free. And so those are two songs we really like to play for our intro. And so what shaped you and decided for you to decide that I'm going to write and sing and record these songs?
Well, writing the songs is just a natural process. Getting them out there to folks is sort of my legacy. I'm not out trying to sell songs or become a millionaire or anything like that. It's just what I do. And the Obama administration really had me pissed off, in all honesty. Just I didn't
trust still hadn't recovered.
No, sir. I'm a work in progress, believe me, sir. And you know, they want to take our guns. And the Constitution wasn't written for hunters. It was written to protect what we have, our freedoms. Yep. And that's exactly where I'm at. So I wrote Don't Tread on Me just as a message to the gun-grabbing liberals out there. Yeah, you're not ready for this. Yeah.
You know, it's preposterous, the thing. They, you know, they don't understand the founding of the country. That's, I mean, it's just based on that. And we had a judge, Adam, asking me about it in California, that ruled on their state law that says the Second Amendment does not protect semi-automatics, which is, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court has already said it protects all firearms unless they're unusual, you know, like, no, I'm trying to think of something, and I can't even think of something unusual, but guns in common usage, AR-15 is one of the most common guns in the country. That certainly is protected.
Well, that's one of the things the judge is stating, that they are unusual.
And deadly.
And are military devices. And her
that shows how
literally
knows. Yeah.
So if I may, I'd like to clarify when I said that you're not ready for this, right? By no means am I advocating violence. There are so many of us proud gun owners out there, legal gun owners out there.
But that is the ultimate safeguard against a tyrannical government.
Certainly.
And that's why it was written, not so you could go dove hunting.
That's exactly right.
Right.
But the song was written during an election where I was a Tea Party person, still am, you know, small government, self-responsibility.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that's where the song came from, just millions of pissed off Americans ready to stand up and fight with a vote initially until we're put into a corner where we don't have a choice. No.
Right.
Well, I guess that's a good segue in for Don't Tread on Me, which is one of my daughter's favorite songs, by the way. She goes around the house sometimes singing it. So
when you guys came out to see me at Little River, she knew all the words to the song. That's pretty awesome. And I think at the time she was like 5 or something like that.
And your backroom deals, they're disgraceful and profound. You better think about it now before you go too far. There's millions out here just like me. Liberty and justice, honor and pride, and self-responsibility. Liberty and justice, honor and pride, and self-responsibility. Tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I'll stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's the price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't never had a fight in your life like the fight that you're itching for. You ain't never had a fight in your life like the fight that you're itching for. You ain't never had a fight in your life like the fight that you're itching for.
Yep. Awesome.
Thank you for not throwing anything at me.
That was awesome. I enjoy that song. And I enjoy your spirit and enthusiasm with that song. So definitely. And you know, you can tell that, though. You talked about before you played the song, Buck. And if you're just now joining us, we have in the studio with us Buck Allen, singer-songwriter. And before you played that song, you talked about Americans being pissed off, and you can kind of feel that. You feel that emotion in that song. So definitely, it's pretty awesome. So if the people listen to this show, how can they find out more about you, more about your songs? You were talking about you went and had them recorded, and they're on a CD. Is that correct? Or they can go to your website. How can people hear more of Buck Allen?
You know what? I'm such a nice guy. I have a lot of them down for set for free download. And you can go to Buck Allen Songwriter on Facebook, or you can look up Buck Allen Songwriter on Google. And if you just hit me up on my page and you want to download a song, I'm happy to send you a song or, you know, a few songs. That song right there, Don't Tread on Me, is set for free download. I'm just glad somebody's wanting to listen.
So do you track the number of downloads?
Man, I played a version of this song on this guitar in my yard. My wife was live videoing. That thing has well over 200,000 views.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Buck, you were talking about we're not ready for this. This was Judge Alex Kaczynski's dissenting opinion in a gun case in California a couple of years ago. Take me just a minute. All too many of the other great tragedies of history, Stalin's atrocities, killing fields of Cambodia, the Holocaust, to name but a few, were perpetuated by armed troops against unarmed populations. Many could have been avoided or mitigated had the perpetrators known their intended victims were equipped with a rifle and 20 bullets apiece as required by the Militia Act. My excellent colleagues have forgotten these bitter lessons of history. The prospects of tyranny may not grab the headlines the way vivid stories of gun crimes routinely do. And we're going to get, are you ready to go, Charlie? I got one more paragraph. We'll come back with it because this is the home run next. We'll be right back, folks, with the rest of that.
Up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
You smell that? Dead fun, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Smells like victory. Charlie, let me finish up the last paragraph here. My excellent colleagues have forgotten these bitter lessons of history. The prospects of tyranny may not grab the headlines the way vivid stories of gun crime routinely do, but few saw the Third Reich coming until it was too late. The Second Amendment is a doomsday provision, one designed for those exceptionally rare circumstances where all other rights have failed, where the government refuses to stand for re-election and silences those who protest, where the courts have lost the courage to oppose or can find no one to enforce their decrees. However improbable these contingencies may seem today, facing them unprepared is a mistake that free people get to make only once. And as I said, that was a dissenting opinion, a case called Sylvia versus Lockyer by Judge Alex Kaczynski. But that says it all. It's not about hunting. It's not about even self-defense from criminals. It's about protecting our liberties.
Those are strong, strong words.
Yeah.
All right. We're back, of course, with more of Buck Allen. And, Buck, you had, before we went to the break, you had sang a song, Don't Tread on Me, which is kind of – sums up how you felt as an American and other Americans that just pissed off.
Sure.
Sick and tired, not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
And you wrote a song. So it was Really, really good. Another song that you were telling me about is a new song that you have, and that's Freedom Is Not Free.
Absolutely.
So give us a little backstory on that, and then we have that recording here, and we're going to play it after you give us a little brief on it.
So I spent 5 years in Iraq working with the U.S. military in an emergency response aspect. And after 5 years, I know how I felt when I came home. And still have a little, you know, some issues at this point in time, but nothing like my door kicker friends and my veteran friends. So I sat down and I wrote this song, Freedom's Not Free. And my plan for this song is to have it out there to any organization that's out there that wants to support PTSD. Man, I'm there. So I'll donate the song to you. Then you can use the song, you make the profits off the song. I ask for nothing other than the writer's rights if there's a group out there that would like to use the song to support the military veterans.
And obviously you want an acknowledgement as your song.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. I'm not giving you the song, but I'm giving you the right to groups out there. And so I've pitched it to a few groups thus far, and we're in the midst of conversations. The song really hasn't officially been released, so to say.
This is kind of the premiere tonight.
So listening to the song... And this song that took me 10 years to write, just for the simple fact that it really needed to be perfect in my mind, where folks with PTSD, they don't have a damn thing to do with weakness, believe me. I know my grandpa went ashore at Normandy, Omaha Beach, excuse me, and man, that was one bad man, but he always suffered. And we didn't know it, but
it was shell shock in World War One. I mean, in the Civil War, it's something that people just we didn't know anything about.
Right. And looking back at my grandpa and what he went through, man, he was a hell of a man, and there was nothing weak about him. Matter of fact, the first person ever got one punch. My grandpa did it when he ran him off the road, and I was like, man, that's my grandpa. But this song, Freedom's Not Free, if you want to cue it up, it's for all you veterans out there. Man, I love y'all and I appreciate you very much.
You just came back from the desert. It was still there in his mind. He told himself it would just take a little time. It didn't feel right walking into Walmart, and it wasn't right at home. He couldn't help but feel like he didn't belong. A little old age everywhere that he went, tears they fell and time was spent trying to find the man that he once knew. He said, I've always been a good man to God and country true. I did my part and I paid the price for the red, white and blue. I love my country, I love my flag, I do it all again. Freedom's not free. Gone.
hurricane, a veteran and their pride. That's one thing they should never have to hide. He said, I've always been a good man to God and country true. I did my part and I paid the price for the red, white, and blue. I love my country, I love my flag. From the bottom of my heart. He said, I've always been a good man to God and country true. I did my part and I paid the price for the red, white, and blue. I love my country, I love my flag. Not free. Freedom's not. Freedom's not free.
All right. Freedom's not free.
Better believe it. It's not. Oh.
So, real quick, Buck, just give us a reason again why you wanted to write that song. And what the purpose was.
There's a definite need out there for folks that suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder to have an outlet. And I know myself, I'm open to talk any given point in time because I completely get it. And this song is, I'm willing to donate it to whoever needs it as far as an organization to fundraise. Obviously, I'll maintain the rights and all that stuff, but I just want to help in any way that I can. And music's what I do, and get it out there, put it out there. And it is set for free download. I'll double-check that if it's not.
And your website is?
Buck Allen Songwriter on Facebook.
Okay.
And on Reverb Nation is Buck Allen. There's a couple Buck Allens on there. I'm the good-looking one.
We'll put a link in there.
Yeah, I look really good in the
dark. Yeah. We'll definitely put a link in there so everybody can go and definitely download your song. So. Appreciate that.
But the key
the song.
To PSDE is to recognize you have it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not normal when you come back to, to be startled, frightened, and anxious, all that. And there's nothing wrong with it, but you can get help for it.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little story. So the Evening Star men, a couple of my buddies overseas would, in the nighttime, in the evening, we would look at that star and we would talk and we'd wonder who could see it. And one of those fellas is no longer with us. And there's even times now that I'm going to be sitting at the barn at night, maybe drinking a cold beer, and I'll see that star, and, man, I'll tear up.
Buck, I can understand it. Hearing, as I did, unfortunately, week after week of, like, child molestations, rapes, hearing those people's lives torn, it does something to you. Mm-hmm. As I say, you lose a little bit of your soul when that kind of thing happens. So you got to be on. On alert, so it doesn't take you down, too.
Speaking of that, Judge, you just hit on one of the reasons why you and I started this radio show, is to try to educate people on their self-defense, taking charge for and they're being responsible.
Right.
The average Joe public or average Jane public is responsible for their own
not
safety.
The police responsibility.
Absolutely. And we hope, as a part of this show, that we have empowered you as a listener to become responsible for your personal safety, to learn how to use a firearm, to use a firearm effectively.
Securing your home, which we'll talk about next week.
Absolutely.
And check the YouTube channel before then.
Absolutely. And with that said, Buck, you was telling me that you actually had to use a firearm to defend yourself. Yeah. So if you want to give a brief on what transpired.
And I might interrupt. There are plenty of people that I've known that have had post-traumatic stress disorder after a valid self-defense shooting. Because nobody pays attention to them, you know.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, that wasn't the case with me. I was glad it worked out like it did.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up to a hard break, so what we'll do is we'll get your story after the break, and that way we won't chop it or whatever, right. And we definitely don't want you feel rushed to try to provide that story. But Judge, I mean, how many times over the years, the last, what, really 8-9 years?
Well, when seconds count, the police are minutes away.
Absolutely. And just couldn't tell you how many of the stories that that we've had people come to our classes, Judge, right. Over the years and just provide
crime victims.
Heartbreaking stories. Awesome. And you remember when we first started doing this, if there was a woman in a class, we knew right away that there was an issue that or an incident may transpire with them or within
and
their family.
I'm especially sensitive to that because I'm kind of old-fashioned.
Absolutely. We'll have more Armed Alabama and Buck Allen when we come back after this break. And we also have Will Case, who's going to tell you more about the Friends of the NRA dinner this Friday night at the Battleship. Stay tuned.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it.
I don't like it any more than you, man.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama, and in the studio joining us tonight is Buck Allen, singer-songwriter, and also we have Will Case with the Friends of the NRA, and Will just reminded me that, Buck, you will be playing this Friday night at the Friends of the NRA dinner.
Absolutely.
So definitely, if you have not got your ticket to Friday night's event at the Battleship, definitely you need to go online and do that and make sure you're there to hear Buck Allen play, because it's definitely got some really good songs, and we just scratched the surface on them tonight. So before we went to the break, Buck Allen was just talking about one of the reasons that we actually put this show together. We actually put this radio show together over 3 years ago. Judge Johnson and myself is trying to educate people and give people a platform not only to hear about self-defense, but to empower people to take charge of their self-defense. And God forbid something like that happens. You never want that to happen. But, Buck, something like that happened to you as well, if you would briefly tell us.
So I just came home from work one day. And my daughter was out in the yard waiting for me, and she's pushing my daughter in the swing. And she said, "Hey, you want a cold beer?" I said, "Yeah." So she said, "I'll go get it for you." So I took over the pushing my daughter in the swing, and a car drove by. It was a brand new Mercedes Benz, still had all the stickers in the window and whatnot. And we live out in the country. I said, "Man, you know that cat's lost in that car out here."
Yeah.
And we laughed about it. But he turned around and he pulled back in our driveway. And I knew something wasn't right. I didn't ask him to. But he got out of the car. And what I can tell you is, not just from this experience, but other experiences, if you ever feel your instincts tell you that something's not right, man, you better believe it ain't right.
Absolutely.
Trust your instincts.
I can't remember the book now, but, Buck, there's a book I quote, and people I've recommended I need to get it for. And it tells you, listen, when your hair stand up, you listen to it. Don't be afraid you're going to offend somebody.
That's right. Yeah, and I ain't worried about hurting your feelings.
Right.
But I knew something wasn't right. And it was about that time his window, his driver's side was rolled down. He reached in and he pulled off a sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun. And in the back side of the store, it was loaded with 3 slugs. And he said, "I'm about to teach you a lesson. I said, "You're making an effing mistake." And he said, "You don't want to do this. You need to get back in your car and you need to leave." And, well, it didn't work out quite like that. So he was going to take us inside the house, and you never let him get you to the second
right.
location. You can't do that. So there was a point in time when my wife was out of his line of fire, and, well, I was armed myself, and he didn't know that as a legal gun owner, and I neutralized the threat. The he had just stolen a car from a dealership in Mobile. He'd been out of prison.
You're kidding. He stole a car?
Out of the detail line. Even had the keys in it. The dealership didn't even know the car was missing yet. Our detectives had to tell him.
Yeah.
There was crystal meth in the car. The gun was stolen. He was been out of prison, a convicted felon, less than 30 days. He was just looking out to do somebody some harm and happened to see my wife walking across the yard.
That could have been horrible.
Sure.
It could have.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He had done time for aggravated rape, for assault.
You bring up a good point, too, because often if I'm mowing or whatever, I will wear a pistol, you know, on my belt because you're really pretty vulnerable at that point. You're out there. Your family may be gone or they may be inside, whatever, but you're out in the open and you don't have anything, you know, backing you up.
And you can't hear.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's true. You can't hear.
Well, I mean, when you're just coming home from work, I genuinely thought the fellow was lost. I went to give him directions.
Well, yeah.
Who had thought out in Wade, Mississippi, some crackhead's going to roll
up on you. But you got to be on alert now. Somebody knocks on your door. I'm broken down. Can I use your phone? I'll call the police for you.
Well, anyway. Anywhere there is no safe space.
No,
I mean, in all honesty, I mean, how many movie theaters are gun free zones and supposedly safe, and obviously they're not, or schools
or Waffle House,
right? Yeah, so.
I'm glad it turned out that way.
Me too.
It could have wound up a million different ways.
Certainly.
All right, Buck. So real quick, you've got one more song that you want to play for us tonight, and then we're going to get Will back on here to talk about this Friday's. Friends at NRA dinner Friday night. So, real quick, what's the name of the song that you want to play for us?
Southern Born, Southern Bred.
And amen.
I'm all about our Southern heritage and Southern pride ethics and morals that go along with that. You can see my Southern Hood hat. One of my sponsors here is Southern Hood. And love y'all. And so this song just hits on that. That I'm proud to be where I'm from, and the ethics. You know, a lot of people throughout the country make fun of the South.
We're talking about protecting women and things like
that.
Yes,
sir. I say yes, sir, if you haven't noticed that, sir.
All right, go ahead, Buck.
You may not know my name, but I'm a man from the woods, the steady in my beliefs. I like fire and rain, and living my life in a simple kind of peace. I never wanna hurt nobody, never wanna throw a stone into the glass. Wanna walk by the creek in the morning, smell the honeysuckles hanging there in mass. I'm Southern born and I'm Southern bred. There's no other place I'd rather lay my head than underneath this Dixie sky, watching the moon and the stars go by. I'm Southern born and I'm Southern bred. By the grace of God, this is my land. You may not understand it, but there's a kindred spirit that flows so deep through here. The folks round here, we protect it. We're a different bit. They don't apologize. Red, white, and blue Bible thumpers clinging to our guns and the freedoms that we behold. Our heritage is thicker than the water, and we're steadfast when it comes to the things we believe. Southern born, Southern bread. There's no other place I'm bound to lay my head. And underneath this big sky, watching the moon and the stars go by. I'm Southern born and I'm Southern bred. By the grace of God, this is my land. the grace of God, this is my land.
That was awesome.
All right, that was awesome, Buck. Just real quick before we have to break, Friends of NRA dinner, 6 o'clock. The doors open at the Battleship this week, this Friday.
It's air conditioned. No money goes to Wayne LaPierre. This is a separate charity.
Absolutely. And we have tickets available at SRT on Cody Road, Toomey's Mardi Gras, P&G Machine and Supply, Styx River, Caffeine Core, Goldmine Pond. And you can go online.
We have the link on the website, our Facebook page to the website.
Right. Now you can go on the website. You can call me at 251-753-6494 or text me. We do have tables available. And real quick, just to throw this in there, nobody has to be alone with PTSD. Do not let that, you know, that's a huge thing for me as well. I'm a veteran. I don't have PTSD. I was never in combat, but I'm a huge veteran supporter. And yeah, there's just no reason for 22 of my brothers to be committing suicide every day. It's just there's no need for it. So
right.
Call somebody. Call me at that number that I just gave you. I'll talk to you all night long if I have to. Come out and enjoy the dinner, and we have all kinds of stuff going.
That's great. And, you know, as to PST, post-traumatic stress disorder, that goes for police officers,
absolutely,
too, paramedics, all
people. Yeah, we will be, just real quick, we will be honoring all of our veterans, first responders, and active duty military at our event this year.
That's great. Looking forward to it. Remember, folks, tune in next week for our home hardening, and look on our YouTube channel, subscribe to it, because I'm going to have a video about how to harden your home. We'll see you next week on Armed Alabama. And thank you, Buck Allen and Will Case.
Yes, sir.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can